Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vinny Verga, who is a franchisee with Big Bob's Flooring Outlet up in the Northeast. Vinny, how you doing?
I am doing really well. Thank you. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm great. I think it's been about a year since we've talked. I'm looking forward to catching up with you. Last time we talked, you had two stores, and now you've opened two more stores. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually have a total of five, so it's been too long since we talked. We acquired a store in July of last year. We acquired another one in January, and then we opened two new ones recently in October and December.
Okay. You know, the last time we talked, you said the next couple of stores were probably going to be where you were going in and buying somebody's business. So you've done a little of that, and now these are brand new stores that you've done.
That's correct. So wherever we can find an existing retailer who owns their building, which is critical to us, that has a good reputation that wants to sell, certainly we're open to doing that. And often they don't have an exit strategy. You know, they thought their kids would take it over, or they thought someone would be interested. And most of those businesses don't have a lot of value, but they want to get out, and the value is tied up in the building. And that's a good fit for us because we want to own the building. We've got the means to buy it. And so we can acquire the business and fold it in, and that works very well for us.
But one thing you're not going to acquire when you buy somebody like that is you're not going to buy their reputation, because you're going to change. I mean, everything that you're going to run now is going to be Big Bob's Flooring Outlet, right?
That's true. But the problem is, when you're buying a business like that, the problem or the benefit is, if they've got a good reputation, then people know, oh, there's a floor covering store. If I need floor covering, I'm going to that place over next to Wendy's,
right.
You know? And if they got a bad reputation, they go, all I know is don't go to that place next to Wendy's. So that's why we worry about it. It's not that the brand has value to us. It's just that if they've got a bad reputation, it could damage our ability to drive business.
All right. So these two new stores are roughly 13,000 square feet, right?
They sure are.
All right. So you've kind of figured out the sweet spot. And as you go and look for locations, we should probably talk real quickly about your history. Most everybody knows you've been in the business your whole life. You and your brother watched your dad do it. Then you really went out and got some great education. You worked with Marv Berlin at New York Carpet World. You worked for Carpet Giants. You worked for CCA Global for 13 years. So you know a lot about picking the right location and what it takes to be successful. So what do you look for when you're picking these locations?
Well, we're looking for high traffic areas with visibility, preferably from the highway. For example, our Auburn location sees 220,000 cars a day between the junction of the two highways that it's completely visible from. The new Manchester store we opened is visible from Interstate 84, which is, you know, one of the biggest highways in Connecticut. The Norwood store is on a road called U.S. Route 1, which is kind of the auto mile of South Boston, if you will. So huge, huge amount of people drive by every day. And that helps. So that's one of the key things for us. We like an end cap. We want to be either on the end of the building or freestanding. We like a certain amount of square footage. We can go, the Big Bob's model flexes, so we can go in as little as 8,000 square feet for what we would call a satellite store, to as much as our Auburn store is 26,000 square feet. So we can flex, but we're looking for a good deal. And then when we sign the lease, we are generally tying the building up for at least 10 years with a 10-year option. So we've got a 20-year lock on the rent. And then lastly, we tend to be a minimum of 30% under the market rate for rent. So we do our homework, find out what the market rate is. And when we're negotiating those deals, because we're going to be a long-term tenant, we usually get a pretty substantial discount because they don't have to worry about multiple people coming in and out, if they're reputable or not, tenant improvement, those kinds of costs that they have with other people.
So you'd rather rent than own on these buildings?
I'd rather own than rent, but if I'm renting, that's where I've got to be. I love to own, and we actually either own or are in the process of converting to mortgages based on the way the deals were written. Three of the buildings we have, two of them we couldn't purchase. They were too big for us to bite off. They were multi-million-dollar buildings. So in those cases, we have a formula. We look at what we would have done if we had owned it versus what we need the rent to be in order for us to make more money renting it. And if we can get the rent where we need it to be, we'll rent.
Let's key in on one word that's a key word that's with Big Bob. It's called Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. And we've done a lot of different interviews with different retailers, and it's hard to be all things to all people. You either need to be, you know, full service, playing on the upper end, selling wool carpet, or you need to position yourself, you know, like Lumber Liquidators. They've got outlet in their name. So that's kind of what you've decided, is to go on the value side of the business, right?
That's right. I mean, our position is high-quality products for value prices. So like all companies that are out there, I don't know of a single group or entity that you join where you don't see a variety of different versions of the product that they're putting out, whether it's Carpet One or Flooring America or Abbey or Carpets Plus, Mohawk Alliance, Shaw Alliance. You see a variety of different dealers. Big Bob's Flexes, too. And in our marketplace, we're mid-scale. We tend to service household income $75,000 or more, and we're aiming at females ages 35 to 65 years old. Average ticket's $1,200, and we do full service. We install, and we're good at it. So we're a value, but we're a value play for quality products, and that resonates really well with consumers these days.
Okay. So do you sell any wool carpet?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
We sell wool. We sell $15 a foot carpet just the other day.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Well, that leads me to another question. While we're focused on carpet for a minute, is the consumer interested in all this new ultra-soft carpet that's being sold out there?
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Uh-huh. You know, we're watching some of these statistics around share shift and stuff like that. Carpet's been losing share for a little while. But, you know, this ultra-soft carpet may at least stabilize that for a while, mightn't it?
I think it will. You know, it's definitely much more attractive. People are very interested in it, and they're willing to spend more money.
So as you open these new stores, do you do these big ta-das, big grand openings and bring in a lot of traffic? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We don't do it when we first open, though. What we do is we soft open. Mm-hmm. So for the first 60 days, we're working the kinks out and making sure that we have the right people, the store. Always there's racks that are late or displays or inventory, so we're always making sure we've got, you know, enough in so that the store looks great, because you never get another chance at a first impression, right?
Right.
And then once we feel like we've really got the showroom looking the way we like it, then we go ahead and promote and advertise the grand opening, and we normally run those anywhere between 4 and 8 weeks, depending on consumer response. As soon as the consumer response starts to die off, you know, we move to our regular advertising.
So you've been hiring a lot of people. When you open stores, you've got to bring in new people. Are you finding good resources?
We are. We're very blessed. We have a lot of great people. We work very hard to make sure we don't have a lot of politics. Pardon my French, but we have a no a-hole rule. And we feel pretty good that we've been doing a good job of keeping it that way. So that's been good for us.
Yeah, building a team is a key part of having a successful operation, isn't it?
It's actually probably one of the most important things. The people and the locations. You get those two things right, everything else actually is a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah. All right. So as I mentioned at the beginning, you've been in this business your whole life. You've been running operations for other people. Now you're out on your own again. Are you pleased with this career decision you've made?
Oh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I wish I had done it sooner, and couldn't be happier with what we're doing and where we're going, and couldn't be happier with Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. They've been incredible, by far. The best group I've ever had the pleasure of working with.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's your outlook for 14? You feeling good about where the economy is going to take the consumer and where the business is going to be good in 14?
Yeah, I mean, we're extremely excited. We anticipate the business is going to be good. We're looking for $8.4 million out of our 5 stores, including 2 baby stores. So we're pretty gung-ho. Think we've got a good shot. As long as the politicians don't screw it up too much, which is always the wild card, I think we've got a good shot at having a great year.
Okay, Benny, well, it's good to talk to you, and congratulations on opening 2 more stores now for a total of 5. If somebody's interested in seeing what you've got going on, you actually have a URL. It's BigBob'sFlooringNE.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great to talk to you. Again, we're talking to Vinny Verga, who is a franchisee with Big Bob's Flooring in the Northeast, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.